Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
Is everybody in their afterglow, their post-mom, watching my dingles?
Monica?
Yeah, I think so.
Momica?
Yeah.
Momica. Happy Momica's Day.
Happy Momica's Day to everybody.
I'ma call your mama.
That's our mama.
Call your mama. Better call your mama. Hopefully you did call your mama this weekend.
Yep. If you didn't call your mama yesterday, oops.
I know. Oopsie, you're in trouble.
Look, this isn't Father's Day where you can make it one day late.
Aww. Exactly.
Yeah, Mother's Day weekend. It was good.
Mother's Day weekend. You see that? Mother's Day weekend.
It's going to be Mother's Day May. Before I know, that's what, you know, get ready for
Mother's Day.
I mean, everyone was on social media Friday. Happy Mother's Day. And because I had one of my friends was like a little confused. She doesn't have any kids, but she was like, is Mother's Day, is it Saturday? Or I'm like, it's Sunday.
She was legitimately confused.
She was confused because there were so many posts on Friday with their mothers, like pictures of their moms and stuff. Yeah. So it was like Mother's Day weekend.
That's a lot of us guys making sure we don't forget. You want to get it done on Friday.
Get it early.
That's right. Yes. Woo!
I got the post out there.
I will say this. I saw my mother over the weekend. I will say that you guys do, mothers do deserve, you know, a full weekend.
Sure,
because
thinking
about when I was a kid, I annoyed the heck out of my mom. Dads don't get annoyed, I feel, as much as moms get annoyed daily.
Yep.
Okay.
Because they get that, but mom. And then the mother sometimes be like, well, I'm going to tell your father, and that stops it.
Call your mom.
Yeah, that's true. It is true. So, yeah, Mother's Day weekend was great.
And you were basked in?
Yeah, dinner, flowers, and candy. It was really just everything was pleasant.
Now, what do you want as a mother? Do you want the family to surround you? I want us to all sit on the same couch in one big snuggle pile.
I got a little bit of both because I had family time, then I had alone time.
Okay,
and I got breakfast and, you know.
GTFO.
Yeah.
Okay. So they left? So like the family left and you had the house to yourself?
Yeah, and then we had a time where just Jared and I hung out, you know? So it was a little bit of everything.
Wait, which, did you just lock the children in their crates? Where did they go
went with Nana for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a schedule like on the wall of, all right, kid time from 10 to 12, Jared time from 12 to 4,
gotcha.
You know.
Yeah, but it worked out.
Interesting.
It was good.
GTFO.
Yes, everybody.
There. So happy Mother's Day to all you mamas. You can always text in. Let us know what you were up to. What'd you do? Were you basked in? Did everyone leave? Were you deserted? And that's what you wanted.
Alone time.
A lot of moms is just, this is what I, just, yep.
Just quiet.
Leave me in the field. That's it. Let's play Abandoned. Okay, here we go.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
I mean, it's her breast milk. It's her breast milk. She can do whatever she wants with it.
You know, Antoine, as a man, there's really no defense to...
I can't say anything to that.
Hey, if you have an organ taken out, really, you can keep your organ, right? It's yours.
No, I don't think they let you.
They don't. They don't want you to.
I don't think
you
just
be able to.
Removing an organ for the sake of removing an organ.
But if it has to come out and you say, well, I want to have a little keepsake.
Sure.
You should be able to.
Well, I was wondering that too. Yeah. If you have your appendix out, what if I want my appendix?
It's yours.
It is my appendix.
You got to fight for it.
They don't let you.
No, they don't.
I know that people have taken out their spleen and then like eaten it. Like they've cooked it up.
I thought you die without it.
Spleen. No, you don't need your spleen.
People eat their spleen.
I've read stories of that.
You can eat your placenta. You know, I wanted that. And but this woman, with her breast milk,
okay,
she wants to turn it into jewelry. Because the new thing is to get a breast milk ring where you take your own breast milk, you have it dehydrated, and put into a jewel, like put into a ring.
Okay.
But people are very judgy about it. So there's like little Facebook groups for the breast milk ring moms.
Okay.
Yeah.
The milk ring.
Yeah, the milk ring.
Now, are we selling the milk rings?
No, it's for you.
Well,
it's
then who cares?
I know. No one should care, but people are judging it because it's ew, gross. So why are you doing that? It shouldn't be in a ring. It shouldn't be. But it's dehydrated milk.
Right.
I'm and not look making at it. It's not bad.
No one's making you wear it.
No. Well,
before you said the dehydrated part, in my head, this was a necklace with a little container that breast milk was in.
Ah, it's like an elixir.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
Harry
like an
Potter.
Elixir. And it was
but
just on a necklace.
It'll start to turn.
It'll
curl up. You'll be like, oh, that's cottage cheese.
I think that would be even cooler is if for this ring is sort of somehow put a bunch of preservatives in to make it sort of a liquid, more like a gel even. And then it sort of... It sloshes around in a little circle
on
the ring.
So you can really see your milk move. That's what I thought at first. That's what I thought it would be. But when I was reading yesterday, I'm like, okay, well, it's just dehydrated milk. And the ring doesn't look bad.
I'm looking at pictures right now.
Yeah, it's not a bad looking ring.
I want to do the swirl of the ring.
Mm-hmm. With the breast milk just going around.
It kind of swirls around in a cool motion. Looks like some sort of magic potion.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, but maybe someone out there, they want to do it. You do what you want with your own breast milk.
And then you get thirsty, break glass in case of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Do you kiss the ring?
Yeah. You suckle the ring. That's how it works. Duh. Well, I can promise you this. Ain't nobody else having this conversation this morning. Nowhere. Find me a show that's having this conversation. Don't. I dare you to. Unprepared. That is me. Unprepared. Supposed to give you a peek behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
Pull that curtain back.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm hiding it. I don't have...
It's a little blooper.
I didn't load up the blooper just
and
yet.
I don't know what the blooper is.
I don't either.
No.
This is a surprise to us.
Antoine's already in the mood for mimosas this morning. Is it that kind of day already?
Monica brought up mimosas. If somebody could swing by and drop off two mimosas, because obviously Zach doesn't need one for Monica and myself, we'll take one.
Mimosas.
Yep.
And lots of Mother's Day weekend, mimosas everywhere.
Ah, mimosas. The alcohol that somehow you put one little droplet of orange
and
juice
it's
in there.
Mimosa.
Oh, now it becomes an acceptable breakfast.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Don't judge.
No, I do. No, I judge. I absolutely judge.
Put one piece of pulp in there and now it's a mimosa.
Uh-huh. Yep. One little
That's
droplet.
How I make mine. Boop. Just a little splash.
Some zest.
Splash.
Just put a zest.
A zest.
Mm-hmm. Or you know how when you take a piece of orange and you squeeze the back of it and that little spritz comes off?
Yep.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Now I'm not an alcoholic.
No. It's a mimosa.
Now I'm classy. That's what it is. Behind the scenes of the K92 morning thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times people wonder. They wonder what goes on.
Yeah.
We let our intern sort of expose us a little bit on Friday, which is fun for everybody to hear. And I thought this little blooper clip of me getting mocked would be fun for everybody. Mostly by Monica, of course.
Of course.
What?
Monica's
I
mean.
I don't recall.
Monica. Mean.
This show is mostly live, but there are things from time to time just on our schedules or whatever. We'll, you know, record a little something here or there.
On occasion.
We got a bunch of stuff going on. So we were getting ready for a blow your mind. And I screw up.
Uh-huh.
And everybody does not support me. They laugh and laugh and laugh. So here you go. Enjoy. Blooper.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Three ridiculous headlines.
Because remember, we do this. It's three headlines.
Yes.
And then it's, you know, I replace one word of the headline.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All missing a letter or a word.
It's all missing.
Shut up.
She said, yep.
Yep, you're an idiot.
Monica?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the letter is D for dummy.
Hey, Monica.
Is the word... let me guess, the word is ass. Is that what it is?
Yeah, you people.
What?
No help at all.
Guess the letter,
I
all
was
right.
Like, blooper. Okay, I remember that day.
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
And the letter is F.
Yeah, so just thought that was a little peek behind. Crowd participation right now. Get up. Let me know what you got going on. Just like to make sure everybody's alive.
Mm-hmm.
Text 52353.
How you doing?
What are you craving right now? What are you craving?
A mimosa.
Yeah, Antoine has got that. You have that taste in your mouth.
Like, the glass is in my hand. I can feel it all. It's right there.
And that's when I say craving, because there are certain things like, oh, that'd be nice to eat right now. But there's a difference when you're craving it. It's you can feel it.
I know. I understand what you're saying because I've had those cravings, and it'll be every day, or usually for a week, and I'll be stuck on food.
I'm jonesing right now for like a big bowl of pasta.
Pasta.
Yeah, I don't eat a whole lot of pastas.
Yeah.
This early?
I've wanted it for the last couple of days. Like, I want to have it for a dinner. And I would eat it. I'd eat it right now. That's fine.
Bolognese or something, yes.
Yeah, the nice. And I want long spaghetti. I don't want the little noodles. I want to twirl it around the fork.
Yes.
I want to scoop up the sauce. Right there.
Do you use a spoon, too? A fork and a spoon?
No.
You don't do all that?
A spoon to get under it, to get it in there.
I see people do that.
Who actually does that?
I don't know who does it, but you see it in movies. You'd be like, who is this?
And then they say things like, that's how they do it in Italy. I don't believe.
I don't think they do.
No, I don't think they do either.
No.
Yeah. It's sort of like how no one in New York calls it the Big Apple, okay?
Right.
No one in Sicily actually goes, I have to take the spoon.
No,
Why am I doing that?
I don't think they do that.
Though.
Oh, yeah. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Call back an unknown number could cost you money.
Not like that.
You calling them.
Yeah.
Still, don't do
I'll
it.
Get you.
I'll explain here in the scoopla also what you're craving.
People texting into 52353. This person wants orange juice.
Orange juice.
Without the champagne?
Without the champagne.
Yeah, just orange juice.
Who drinks orange juice without champagne?
7-year-olds. Yeah. Chinese food. Somebody. Blueberry pancake donut from Duck Donuts.
Oh, there you
Very
go.
Very specific.
Uh-huh. Claire in Blacksburg also craving a donut. Taco Bell quesadilla in there. I'll give you one guess what this person is going through right now, okay? Text 52353. I am craving dip, snuff, chewing tobacco, nicotine!
Somebody's quitting cigarettes.
Yeah. Just keep on going. Just keep on going, though.
Push through. You got this.
Yeah, you got it.
One day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give you all the stupid advice that other people do. So, well, just hold a pen, because I just crave holding something. Yeah, I get it. You want to hold a pen and you want to stab that person in the eye with it, the person who gives that recommendation. I'll give the only advice that you can. It sucks.
Yep.
But try anyway.
Mm-hmm. Just do.
You almost say one day at a time, but I don't even think it's... I think it is one incident at a time. The incident where you say, God, I want to have it right now. What if I just do it this one time?
Yep. You have to get break.
You got to distract yourself and keep on going.
That time period where you normally would have had it.
Yeah,
get past that.
Because your brain is a stupid, jerk face, unsupportive piece of trash is what it is. Because your brain says, do it. Come on, it'll feel so good. Do it.
But don't.
And then you do it. And then your brain goes, why did you do that? You're the worst person alive.
Be stronger.
Yeah. Stronger don't give in to that jerk.
Yeah.
Your brain is like your worst friend you've ever had. That bad news friend that always says, here, come on, let's do one more shot.
You'll need them.
You do. Well, apparently.
Without them.
I guess you die without it. Yeah. So who knows? Don't call back those numbers ever. Uh-huh. And I'm being harassed right now by somebody in the reverse. Because what happens now, and you would think, I don't know, maybe it's just me, and I don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but I feel like our phone companies need to do a better job of shutting this stuff down. Because I don't feel like they do. I feel like they kind of just sit there and go, we don't know. Oh, well.
I know. It feels like it should be easy.
Yes.
To locate the person, the source.
Like, super easy.
Yeah, it feels like that in this day and time, but... I don't know. What is the deal?
We can find anything.
Mm-hmm.
If I sneeze in a cave and say something bad about the government, they could find me.
Yeah.
It's like it's getting more challenging to stop this.
Exactly. And what's happening now is a lot of these scammers will call you and they use whatever software. I have no idea. It's called spoofing, but it makes it look like it's coming from a local area code. Problem is, it still isn't coming from a local area code.
Mm-hmm.
So when you call those numbers back, there is a chance, even on those local ones, because it says it's local, but then it spoofs its way to... China or whoever it is, then you start spending money for every second you're on with these people.
Yeah, they get you with a long distance fee and they get a percentage of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, so see, they're in cahoots with somebody.
Yep. Who is it?
That's the question I always have.
You can't tell too much. I feel like they listen.
Your phone's about to ring. Your phone's going to ring.
My phone is going to ring.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm going to get some. And it's my favorite is when you get one of those caller IDs and it says 1111111111 unknown. Like, oh, really?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it should be easier than that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got some dude that keeps calling me lately because I think what is happening, again, because they mask the number, obviously those numbers belong to somebody.
Yep.
So I think some scammer is spoofing with my number to this one guy because he's called me like 4 times and he leaves a message and he goes, stop calling this number.
Like, it's not me, dude. Like,
it isn't me, idiot. Like, have you...
Did you call him back?
No.
You should call him back and
tell
him it's not
you. I'm not calling him back because what if it's China spoof? I don't know. What if that's their new game is to try to bait me into calling?
Yeah, that would be
work.
A good
Stop
one.
Stop calling me.
That would be a good one.
Stop calling. So you call back to be like, look here, mother bleeper. I ain't calling you. You calling
me. And you charge
me.
Like, you know...
$4 million later.
Uh-huh.
It's calling no one. That's what it is.
Yep.
You know what? Human interaction is just going to have to stop. I'm sorry. That it's been nice.
No communication.
You can text to 52353. It is the only way we will communicate moving forward at all.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
It's Monica versus Antoine. It is not Mimosa versus Manmosa. That was
that was gross.
Gross. But here's how this is gonna go down. The winner gets themselves a mimosa.
How about it?
The loser has to drink strawberry milk.
That's an upset tummy.
Correct.
What am I, 8 years old, and my mother let me pick whatever milk I wanted?
A Yoo-Hoo or something?
Anybody? There's no one on earth that should drink strawberry milk.
No.
That ish should be illegal.
Why does it exist?
I don't know. Why does it exist? Why don't we just start selling like blueberry milk and every other horrible
strawberry
thing?
Milk.
Probably do somewhere, barf. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the lightning bolt. We say good morning to Alicia. Alicia, who would you like to team up with, Antoine or Monica?
Monica.
Okay. Woo! Alicia and Monica. Hang on. It means, Dean, you get the sloppy seconds of Antoine, okay?
Like, all right.
Okay, fine.
All right, all right, all right.
I got my horses in the back. That's fine.
Okay, so Antoine the Manmosa versus Monica. You were chosen first. Monica, would you like to go first or second in the game?
I'll go second.
Okay, second for you. This means you'll leave. Soundproof chamber. Two categories, 15 seconds in each of them. You just rattle off as many as you can. Scores carry over to the next round as well. So let's go ahead and do this, Antoine Terrell.
All right.
Round one, 15 seconds. Maybe you had yourself too many mimosas yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Hangover remedies. Wait, hang on. Go.
More sleep. More alcohol. Greasy food. Shower. Coffee. Exercising. Making yourself throw up. Listening to music. Dancing. Exercising. Cleaning. I don't know.
I am not counting cleaning as a hangover remedy.
It's not.
I gave you nine. Nine hangover remedies in there for you. Let's get Monica in here now. Here we go. Come on back.
I'm secret always sound at a disadvantage, mm-hmm. And after Monica's round, I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, okay.
When playing against her in these games.
Fair enough. Huh. Interesting. He's crying foul.
I know.
He got nine to start, Monica. Okay. You have 15 seconds to give me hangover remedies. Go.
Aspirin, shower, bacon, sleep, and more drinks. Grilling, hanging out with friends, laughing, waking up early, eating a Big Mac. What else was hangover remedy? Probably, oh, God.
You said kangaroo, but
kangaroo.
Hangaroo. I have given you eight. Some of those were weird, and I'm not going to count them. I did the same thing to Antoine. So 9-8. You have to leave again.
What are you talking about?
What is he talking
disadvantage
about?
Disadvantage is I like to think things through, like rational answers. Mm-hmm. Monica just says whatever pops in her head.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make sense. But it doesn't make sense.
What? Nothing makes sense. Life doesn't make sense, Antoine. You are right, though. And then it's like, how many things can you,
count
track? And the next thing you know, 9-8, very close. Here we go. Scores carry over, so everything matters. Round two, Antoine, you have 15 seconds to give me relaxing things.
Candles, music, movies, sleeping, cuddling, taking a walk, exercising, listening, playing music, hanging out with family, putting a baby to sleep, breastfeeding, having sex.
I counted all of them. That's good. 12 right there. Again, because it's to each his own. And some people do find things like exercise relaxing. Yeah. So there we go. 21 is your score.
Blackjack.
Come on in. Here we go. Monica Brooks. 21 is the score. He got 12.
21.
Yeah. So you got to get 13. Okay. 13 to tie. Tie goes the winner, tie, all that stuff. So 13. 15 seconds to give me relaxing things. Go.
Sleep, massage, yoga, meditation, relaxing eating, ice cream, hanging with buddies, mowing the grass, and reading, and cooking. Dang. I didn't do well with it.
I counted all of them.
There was one you said that was really good, and I can't remember what it was now. There was one I was like, crap, that was a good... Oh, reading. That's what it was.
I was just going to be like, it was that one. Whatever. You needed to get 13. You got 10.
So
too
close.
Bad. So sad.
The K92 Morning Thang. Trending. Top three. Number three.
Now, on one hand, this is kind of cool. On the other hand, it is kind of creepy. As we get into technology and being able to hunt you down pretty much wherever you are at any time. Burger King is starting the ability where they will deliver you food while you are stuck in traffic.
In what? Traffic?
Yes. Stuck in traffic.
And you're hungry.
And this, it's even creepier is, so they're doing this in like California where there's tons of traffic and you sit there and you're not going to move for a while. They will sense that there's traffic, you know, through the Google alerts or whatever. Uh-huh. They have billboards out on the highway and then they have a nearby Burger King. So they will change the billboards right there on the fly to let you know how much time you will be spending in traffic and how much time you have left to order some food to be delivered to your car.
By leveraging traffic and drivers' real-time data, we adjusted our billboards' location and content. The messages displayed information about the remaining time in traffic to order and personalized updates about deliveries in progress using the latest Google Maps APIs. Our app pinpointed vehicle location and speed in order to deliver for the first time ever to a driver on the move.
I like it. I like it. Because think about the times like you're running late, you wanted to grab a bite to eat on the way to somewhere, and you got stuck in traffic.
It's so invasive, though. I mean, yeah. Antoine, they're basically saying, hey, Antoine, cheeseburger?
I mean, it is directly to you. They are following you and finding you. And yet again, we can't shut down these robocalls. We can't figure out how to do that, but we know exactly where you are to deliver you a Whopper at any time, which is, it's amazing that we can do that.
Number two.
Number two trending. Maybe you're looking for your internship for the summer. How about one that pays you to drink beer? Like a lot of people.
Okay.
Yep. $40 an hour.
Oh.
There's only one downside.
What's that?
It's Natty Light.
So it's water.
It's still $40 an hour you're making.
Yeah.
As an intern.
How much beer do you have to drink?
Natty Light is hunting for summer interns to get paid for drinking beer, and they want people to then help out with social media and go to sporting events and act as brand ambassador for Natty Light.
Can I take the summer off? Can I
but
put
this
in?
One's gone for the summer.
Yes.
Because I am taking the summer off for this job. Instead, I would like to be luxury yacht reviewer. I'm going with this one. $65,000 a year potential.
Wow.
And it's freelance. So basically what this is true. There's some company, Hush Hush. London-based luxury store, and they're looking for someone to test their luxury yachts. So they'll call you and they say, look, we got a yacht for you to test. And you must be required by your job to spend a week on the yacht testing everything on
there.
That's
nice.
The plugs, the door, the bed, the shower, the water pressure, all of it. And you will be paid $1,300 per yacht review.
Ooh, not bad.
That's not bad at all.
And what's good is there's no yacht experience because I don't know about you, Monica. I don't think I've been on a yacht.
I don't know.
I've been on a boat.
Yeah.
But not a yacht.
Cruise ship.
Yeah, but still, it's not a yacht.
No.
I've never been in a rap video. P. Diddy is not called one of those things.
Number one.
Trending over the weekend, Uber, for one of the worst ever, IPOs, you know, this thing, where their stock first goes on the market. And a lot of times these IPOs, what happens is stock goes out there and it goes whoo, right through the ceiling. Yeah. And everybody buys, they go nuts. And then sometimes it's this where they lose $618 million in one day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's no good. That's a bad day.
It is. Now, there is potential for, I mean, it can still go back up. Facebook did the same thing. I mean, after its IPO, it went down into the toilet, and then it's 10 times the price that it was before. So there's still a lot of potential there, but it's not good press for them. One interesting story out of all of it that I thought was kind of amazing is the first person to work at Uber. The Uber employee number one.
Yeah.
So it was founded by this guy named Travis, so he counts as employee zero. His first employee hired from a tweet.
A tweet.
How about that?
Got him his job. So first Uber driver.
Well, and this guy is now worth $1 billion.
Yeah.
And he's not an Uber driver. He works for Uber.
Yeah.
But it was when this guy, when Travis was first starting out, he posted some tweet of looking for people interested to be a part of this thing I'm going to do. And this guy tweeted and said, here's a tip. Email me. Hire me. He hired dude. Yeah. Ryan is his name. And he's been there since day one.
Good. Wow.
And he is now, even with that IPO in the toilet, he is worth more than $1
billion
in stock options.
From a tweet.
Yep. One tweet. That's
it.
And I go back. You look at your tweets, Monica, worthless.
No,
all
I
of
can't.
Them.
Strong mom shout out.
Honor the strong moms in your life.
I know. Celebrate it.
Happy Mother's Day. Afterglow to everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So let's get to it. Monica Brooks.
Shout out Wendy Dillard of Roanoke.
What's up,
Wendy? She says, I'm an exhausted mother of two boys who hasn't had the time or money for a cut and color in months. She says, my 3-inch long roots are not good for looking professional at work. And she also got divorced last year.
Okay.
And she says, while my revenge body isn't here yet, I could use some revenge hair to get back out there.
There we go.
Oh, shucks.
Yes, it starts at the top.
Revenge body is a thing. Yes, in the hair.
You do the revenge hair, and then it trickles its way down.
Wendy.
So shout out to you, Wendy. Antoine.
Betty Roberts of Covington.
Hello, Betty.
Betty is a single mother of a beautiful 5-year-old daughter. Betty works full-time and basically spends all the money on bills and her daughter.
Yep.
She has been raising her since Betty and the father of the daughter split back in 2014. And it's been rough, but she loves her daughter to death. and she recently got her hair done, but she does not like it.
She's
hoping it to change it to a way she wants it and get it cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, Embellish can do that. They're stepping in. Exceed mom's expectations. Give her an experience she will never forget. Mm-hmm. Embellish Hair Studios, Kirk Ave, downtown Roanoke. You can book your appointments online, too. EmbellishHairStudioRoA.com. Let's shout out Kim Combs in Elliston. So Kim was actually nominated by her husband, Scott. Kim's a stay-at-home mom of four who takes care of the kids while Scott is at work. And Scott says she always puts the needs of our kids first. Even when we have money to treat herself, she says things like, well, Brantley needs new shoes or the girls need makeup. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it'd be great to finally do something for her. I love her to death and I don't know what to do. I would do without her. So that is Kim in Elliston.
Shouting out Bethany Mitchell of Roanoke.
Bethany.
She says it would be really nice to relax a bit. I'm a first-time mom, and this year has been really stressful and scary for figuring out parenting. And also, her current job has caused her a lot of stress. She says, my current hairstyle is a simple ponytail.
Boo, ponytail.
She says, all day, every day, because my hair is so curly, it's hard for me to do much with.
I got no problem with ponytail, but you
want to make it look good.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, grand prize winner. So $200, Embellish Hair Studios. And we'll do the whole before and after and all that stuff as we shout out Christina Clifton in Roanoke. What's up, Christina? So Christina is a young mom of two whose husband recently left his career in the military to spend more time with his family. And while that is awesome, it's been a rough transition for him back into the civilian world, and it's put a financial burden on the family. And Christina is actually currently the only income right now with her job as a registered nurse at Carilion. Mm-hmm. She says, I keep myself so busy with my family and our two dogs that I rarely have time to pamper myself. I would love to spend a day at the hair studio and have some me time. I love my kids, but a few hours away just for this mama would be amazing. Happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful moms out there. It's no easy job.
Yep.
And, you know, furthermore, for us, it's one of those situations where we also know it's no easy job to be a military family.
Not at all.
Right. And we have a lot of people in our Thang listener family that are military families.
Yes.
They deal with husbands, wives, sisters, daughters, sons, just everybody going overseas, being gone for a long time. And then a lot of times when they come back, we're kind of not there for them sometimes.
Like we should be.
And we want to be able to do that. And that transition is hard. And we totally understand that. So to be able to hopefully ease that burden a little bit, give mom a happy day and everything.
Good.
And just shout out all the moms out there in the listening area. So congratulations to Christina Clifton Roanoke and Embellish Hair Studio. Kirk Ave, downtown Roanoke. Support them. Embellish Hair Studio, ROA.com. The weekend things go down.
Things happen over the weekend
do.
It gets a little crazy.
Yeah, there can be family drama too because it was Mother's Day. You can lose your wife.
Lost your wife. But
I
you found her.
My wife. I did. I found her. Friday night, she goes out. Girls' night. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. Whatever. I don't care. Cool. Have fun. See you later. I wake up. Midnight. She's not there yet. Okay, fine. Whatever.
Yeah, she's still out with the girls.
I wake up. It's 2 a.m.
Ooh.
Where is my wife?
This is a heck of a girls' night.
This is late.
But there's girls' nights like that where you have a late.
Yeah, but that's really late.
Yeah.
And then I start wondering. I'm like, okay, hopefully everything's
She's
fine.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and make sure. And through the beauty of technology, and when everyone is linked to everyone, I can just call up on my phone to see where is her phone currently. So I know. And it says, my house.
Oh.
Huh.
Funny, I'm at my house. Wait, let me check next to me again.
Not there.
No.
Nope.
Not there.
I'm going downstairs. She's on the couch. She's just asleep.
Well, good.
She couldn't make it up the steps.
Nope, not doing it. Going to sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Did too much.
I woke her up and said, hey, you want to go to bed? She said, how long have you been there? I'm like, how long have you been there? What are we talking about here? Favorite person is going to get $50. Let's say, who is this person?
Danielle.
Oh, okay. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
All right. What happened with you over the weekend? Did we lose you?
No.
Okay.
All right. Here she is.
Danielle's been found. What, we had some Mother's Day drama. What went down?
Oh, yeah. So I wanted to give my mom an awesome Mother's Day. And so I planned a great brunch with my sisters, my older sisters and brother. Oh, sorry. My older sisters and brother. And I got a table at the restaurant. We got there early. And I gave my name, and the restaurant said that they didn't have my name listed.
Oh, that's bad.
Because
it's very crowded. It's Mother's Day. You don't have a reservation.
Yes.
That's it. There is no room at the inn, Jesus. You're done.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I was like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? And I walked outside, and one of my sisters was so mad to the point of like swearing at me and cussing me out outside the restaurant in front of everybody, in front of my family. Like everyone was staring at us.
Hmm.
And I
was very excited for brunch.
I was not okay with that. And so I smacked her in the face.
So you slapped her.
I hit her.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
And I guess things kind of took a turn for the worse. So she started hitting me back. And
so you had a cat fight in the street over brunch.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like there's some deeper issues there.
You think? Really? Well, scientist Monica.
I know, look.
Wait, are you Black Dr. Ruth? Is that what this is?
Dr. Phil?
Yeah, Dr. Monica has figured it all out.
Nothing gets past you, Nancy.
Oh, my God. So what happened to the reservation?
I don't know. I made it. I thought that I just couldn't. She just didn't have the name listed somehow. So they were too busy to be able to see me.
Yeah. And so now you're in a cat fight in the middle of the street on Mother's Day.
Yeah. So my brother got in the middle to separate us. And my other sister took my mom home while that was all happening.
Okay.
And I just feel terrible. I keep calling my mom and apologizing to her.
Yeah.
It's just my sister and I mean, like you kind of said, we have never really gotten along.
Wait a minute.
Hang on a second.
Hold the phone.
Breaking news.
Breaking news, everybody. Red alert. Red alert. Yeah. These two have some deep-rooted issues. Probably from age 4.
Yeah. Well, things escalated.
They did escalate
very
quickly.
Really fast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, so even like the smallest thing like that can make us a little crazy. And it did. And I had not been in a fight, for the record. I can't even remember when.
So since the last time I was talking about you and your sister.
Yeah, exactly.
At it.
I have scratches on my face today, so I'm staying home.
Oh, my gosh. She's not even going to work today. Mm. Wow.
That's
no, like, I don't have time for this, and I really don't want to explain anything to anyone.
Except to us. I mean, explain all of it to us, which is cool, and we appreciate that.
Because people would ask questions. I'm like, what happened to you? Happy Mother's Day?
I'll tell you this much. It's a heck of a piece of entertainment to watch if you happen to be sitting at this brunch establishment and look out the window.
I would be, sitting there with my mimosa.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. I'd be right there. Be like, look at this.
I didn't know we signed up for brunch and a show.
Man. That escalated quickly.
Fantastic. Sure I love it. Hang on, Danielle.
Yeah, you get something.
Yes.
Maybe you can, get a gift card so you can get some Neosporin.
I was about to say
scratches.
Some cream.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
It's a weird weekend.
It's very weird.
What's going on? I think we're getting into the summertime, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It starts to get hot. It was so humid yesterday.
Yeah.
You start
sticky.
Getting crazy. That's what it is. Three different stories. I take a word out of the headline, and y'all try to guess what is missing. Monica Brooks, here we go. Over half of us admit that we are rude to blank. A, our children. B, our neighbors. C, our smart speakers.
Smart speakers.
Say smart speaker.
Correct.
Yeah.
You would be correct. 55% of people admit they are rude to their smart speaker.
Because what are they going to do about it? They're not going to smack you.
You know what? Your smart speaker can mess with you. Listen to the lady. You know who I'm talking about there. Messing with this toddler over Baby Shark.
Okay.
And I don't know if this has been doctored or whatever, but the child is being baited over Baby Shark. Listen.
I think you want to hear the song Baby Shark.
Yeah.
Play the song Baby Shark, right?
Yes.
I didn't catch that. Was that play the song Baby Shark?
Now, there's Alexa's doing that on purpose.
Yes.
Okay, stop doing that, Alexa.
I think you are asking for the song Baby Shark. Is that right?
Yes, it is right.
Okay, here we go.
Was that play the song Baby Shark?
Yes. Okay, Alexa, stop. Stop that.
Oh, that kid. Poor kid.
Really,
she doesn't want to hear it.
This is the start. The robots are sick of Baby Shark. Okay, this is how they're going to revolt against
shark,
us.
Doo.
While they're stabbing us with their robot parts, they're going to be humming and Baby Shark, doo. Yeah, watch out. Next story, Antoine.
All right.
Woman buys loaf of bread, gets blank inside. A frog. B, $100 bill. Or C, nothing but butt slices.
Ooh, C would suck, so I'm going to go with $100 bill.
$100 bill is?
No.
She got the butt.
She got nothing but butt.
Nothing but the butt. That would suck.
Yep, bought a loaf of bread.
That's hilarious.
I see the pictures. Nothing but butts inside.
That is hilarious.
That would suck.
Who did that?
So much.
I don't know.
The co-worker that was, who was fired?
It's there's got to be someone at that store that replaced
all the butts.
A butt loaf and put it all in there. Because it couldn't. The butts couldn't have come from the factory.
Nope.
I guess maybe some jokester at the Wonder Bread factory.
Yeah, just do it in there.
Hey. Kyle, let's just do nothing but butts.
Hilarious.
I'm surprised there isn't a nothing but butts that you can just buy.
Somebody likes a butt.
No. No.
Absolutely
There is not a single person that chooses the butt slices over the regular slices.
Somebody listening right now, I guarantee you, enjoy the extra sort of toothiness of a double butt sandwich.
It's real thick, hard.
Mm-hmm. The butt slice is just a gate to the castle. You let that down and you get what you want and you put it back up.
Now,
that's all that is.
There's somebody that prefers the butt. I'll eat the butt.
Nope.
I mean, it's not. It depends on the sandwich. If it's toast, I'm fine with that. Or if it's on a baguette, I actually kind of enjoy it because it's extra crustiness. Mm-hmm. I know we're having this conversation. Last one. This is an audio clip. I love having that conversation because I refuse to put anything in context while we're having it because that makes it sound way better.
Like, what are you talking about?
Whatever you want it to be. I don't care. All right, this is an audio headline, okay? So that you'll listen to this. And I bleeped out one word. This is fun.
The Lafayette Parish Sheriff's dive team is working to recover a car that went in the water this morning. Now, Captain John Mowell said that he believes the driver was leaving a driveway when possibly a was in the car, and the driver jumped out of the car, and it continued to go into the water.
Your choices, A, a groundhog, B, a random person, or C, a bug.
I'm going to see a bug.
You're going to see a
bug. I'm also going to bug.
You're going to bug. You. Correct. Yep, you are correct.
Because I've had to pull over like that before. Not,
this
I didn't drive into the water.
Stupid woman in her own driveway starts pulling out, realizes there's just a measly little bug.
Little bug.
Jumps out of the car while it's still moving. That's how much she freaks out. And because this is Louisiana, and I just feel like they have, instead of a pothole, there's just a bayou.
Yeah.
That's
right there.
Bayou.
Yeah, just right there in the bayou. And her car, right in the bayou.
She's like, take the car, bug.
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah.
Car's gone. Car's total.
Why was a ladybug?
I don't know if there's a type of bug that's going to make me jump out of the car.
Now, in her defense, this is Louisiana, where I picture bugs to all weigh 75 pounds.
Yeah, they're like mutated. Uh-huh. They've been mutated and all that. So,
right. Like that bug probably was like, hey, what's up, lady? Pulled his pants down and everything.
<I'm out here>.
Yeah, exactly.
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 pop quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Get a winner.
A winner today.
I got the shimmy.
I want to give away money.
Is that your shimmy? I got the shake.
Is that your money? Is that your money giveaway there?
Yep, that's my money maker. That's what it is. Look at me.
Shake your money maker.
Shaking my money maker. Shaking what my mama gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Got it from my mama. Robbie, good morning, my friend.
Hey, what's up?
Robbie and Chris Hillsbury. I'm doing good. How are you? Did you have a good Mother's Day weekend? I mean, I know you're not a mother, but I'm sure you have mamas in your life.
My mother had a good Mother's Day weekend.
Good.
Fantastic.
I
and my wife. So and now, good.
You know what? Robbie is going to get a pre-Father's Day gift if he wins $1,000 right
there. You go.
Yeah.
Did you get your three free answers, Robbie?
I sure did.
Okay, right. Fantastic. You just got to give me 10. Woo. Give me all 10. You will win $1,000 right here, right now. It is 60 seconds. Now, again, even if Robbie wins, we play again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So everybody else, you can go to the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page, facebook.com/UptownRoanoke. Awesome secondhand gently used clothing there.
Yeah, accessories. I mean, you're looking for a new purse, new handbag.
Also, if you're looking for money, you can sell clothes there.
Sure can.
Yes.
And then we're talking up to 70% off mall prices. Mm-hmm. I bought an Abercrombie shirt $3 one time.
Very
there.
Cute just, stuff.
Yeah, awesome. Here we go. Robbie, 60 seconds, so give me as many as you can. You may pass it any time. We'll come back if there's time. Let me get my winner music ready. Because
You're feeling it.
I am.
Focus.
I shook my moneymaker, man, so I am laying it all out on the line. Here we go.
All right, Robbie, you can do this.
$10 for every one you get right. $1,000, you get them all right.
Sure.
Robbie, ready to roll. Here
yep.
we go. Good luck, my friend. Pop quiz. Name one of the seven dwarves from Snow White.
Dopey.
Yes. Yep.
Who played Harry Potter in the Harry Potter movies? Was it Daniel Radcliffe or Daniel Day-Lewis?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yes.
What is the name of the fictional African country where Black Panther lives?
Wakanda.
Yes.
Stone Cold was the nickname of what WWE wrestler?
Steve Austin.
Yes.
True or false, Taylor Swift has a brother named Austin?
True.
Yes.
Buzz Lightyear is a character from what movie?
Toy Story.
Yes.
How many letters are there in the current English alphabet?
26.
Yes.
When you play rock, paper, scissors, what beats rock?
Paper.
Yes.
We have the meats is the slogan for what fast food restaurant?
Arby's.
Yes.
Captain Kirk, Spock, and Scotty are characters from what sci-fi franchise?
Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. Robbie!
Nailed it!
You Robbie. Better do it!
There it is.
Robbie, you better! Oh,
Robbie! Robbie, you naughty boy, you. You made us wait weeks and weeks.
Wait.
Where have you been, Robbie?
Hey, I've been trying. I've been trying every day.
Robbie just really, he really woke me up. Startled a little bit. I didn't expect it.
I think I'm going to have a mimosa for Robbie today.
There it is.
Yes.
You know what? I think I'm going to watch Antoine have a mimosa for Robbie.
Robbie, congratulations.
Shout out to you.
We broke the seal finally on this thing because it has been a while.
Wasn't prepared.
We've been holding our pee for far too long.
Robbie, I need to thank you. You broke the Antoine curse. This is the first win we had.
Thank you for not asking me any color questions. I just I can't do those. Oh,
I know. That was one of the hurtful ones.
Purple.
Red and blue make purple. Yes. Well, you didn't have any problems at all. Robbie in Christiansburg. Who pays off local winners around here?
I believe that'd be K92.
I believe you would be correct. So. Yes, look at that.
K92, Miss Monica's hot
list. The judge is making an example of him. David Beckham, driving with his cell phone. His license has been revoked.
Revoked?
Yes, he can't drive for 6 months, they say. He had to pay a fine for $1,000. He was driving in slow-moving traffic, but the judge says that's no excuse. He was probably texting or checking his messages, they say.
$1,000.
$1,000.
And you lose your license for 6 months.
And the phone was at knee level.
Huh.
But yeah, $1,000. Won't be able to drive for 6 months.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he driving at all with the money that he's worth?
He has a nice car, probably. Really nice.
He definitely has a nice car.
He wants to show off.
Yeah, now he has a limo. So it's fine. Yeah. I know. It sucks if you're a normal human. For David, it's like big deal. Whatever.
I was like, okay, 6 months, that's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's harsh, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, gotta show. I don't care if you're a celebrity. Like, you're gonna pay a fine.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna pay that $112.
$1,000 there.
Yeah.
$1,000 and no
license. And $200
well,
in court fees.
What I'm saying, $1,000 to him.
Well, that's a nickel.
Is nothing.
It's not even a nickel. That is, look, I found a penny on
that's
the ground.
That's a
tip. Here you go.
That's a tip for a glass of water.
Yeah.
It's a tip for bad service.
Yes.
You're like, whatever, here's $1,000.
I can't believe Pikachu, the movie.
This
weekend. People want to see it.
Eat your words, Zach.
$58 million opening weekend.
I don't know. It was number two at the box office.
Detective Pikachu.
Couldn't even be number one.
I know.
Couldn't even dethrone the Avengers after. I mean, the Avengers have been out for, a year and a half now? It's been so long.
Third weekend for Avengers, $63 million. They said overall of over $700 million for Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Detective Kickapoo.
Yeah.
Pikachu.
Labradoodle.
Pika Pika.
I was like, someone want to see it?
Well, you know.
Okay. $58 million.
Kids make you go see stuff, I guess. I have no idea. Good for them. I mean,
I
haven't seen it, but I'm going to matinee it up one day.
Okay. That's fine.
Aww.
Just a strange solo man in a Pikachu movie.
So much fun.
Don't look
today
suspicious
in my
right
liars
there.
Club. Lying is like origami, it has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Oh, boy.
All right, look, do me a favor. Don't tell him you work here, okay? I mean, jeez.
I'm Antoine from K92.
You know who I am? Shh, don't tell anyone.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
And don't you worry, Monica. We didn't forget you. You're horrible, too. It's
fine.
You're part of the team.
There you go.
Sorry, not sorry on the way. So if you have something, you can text it in 52353. Prize for our favorite. Right now, pick out the liar. I, Zach, spent $100 at the grocery store 2 days in a row.
Monica had a lame anniversary.
I, Antoine, received a present from my mom from her latest cruise.
Let's say good morning to Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Good morning.
Sarah, who's the liar?
I think that Zach's a liar.
I think it's me, because how could you possibly do that? Sadly, no, that is true. How does that even happen?
It happens all the time.
How did it happen?
I don't know.
What did you buy?
In back-to-back days.
I don't know. Too much stuff.
Did you need it? Was it things that you need, or did you just walk in without a plan?
Usually, I do my big grocery shopping trip each week on Friday. This last week on Thursday, we needed a bunch of different things. So I went and I got a lot of what I thought was going to be the Friday normalness. And I got it, and it was $100, and that's fine. And the next day I had to run back because, of course, you always need stuff.
Yep.
And I have my little list and I think, okay, well, there's not a lot of things on this list. $100. Next thing it up rings $100.
$100.
Like, what the heck just happened?
What did I do?
Who am I feeding? What's going on?
I don't know. That's
That's a lot.
It's
of
excessive.
Money. Yeah, that's
going,
a bit much.
I know it, Antoine. It's a lot much. I don't know what happened. And without fail, still, I have someone in my house going, next time you go to the store, can you get dot, dot, dot?
You always need something else.
I should, man. Yeah. Always. So let's move on to our next person. We say good morning to Katie. Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
Katie, you have Monica or Antoine to choose from.
I think it is Antoine.
I think Antoine's a liar. He didn't get a present from his mama. You would be correct. He got nothing. And he got childhood guilt lumped on him,
yes,
too.
Okay.
So my mother took a cruise with some of the family members to Hawaii. A 10-day cruise. They were on a boat for 10 days.
Yeah. That's because Hawaii is 10 days away from everything. So
yes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, went to see her for Mother's Day, you know, spending some quality time with her. And I was like, hey, where's my souvenir from this Hawaii trip that you just got back from?
Well, look at you asking for a souvenir as a grown-ass man. Wow.
Where's my present?
And she goes, I didn't get you anything. I'm like, you didn't get me anything. I'm her baby son. And
oh, listen to that.
And so she goes, no. She goes, I remember there's one time when you were young. I went on a trip. I got you a gold necklace, and you didn't want it.
Mm. See?
So ever since then, and I was like, you know what? You haven't gotten me a souvenir. That's why I keep asking, hoping that one day I'll get one.
Well,
you ruined it.
Yeah, you realize this is all your fault because you were an ingrate.
I was like probably nine years old.
Well, you did that.
You should have at least faked it and pretended you liked it.
So she gave it to her godson.
Okay.
Oh.
Because he appreciated it, so he probably got gifts too.
He does.
No, see, now you have to appear at your mom's house on your knees, like with the shoes on your knees, as your 9-year-old self.
Yep.
I'm like, gold chain, please.
Gotta relive the moment.
No, he has to come wearing some cheap ass gold chain.
Love you, mama.
I'm your 9-year-old son again. I still have you.
I'm just saying, it's a long time to hold a grudge.
Oh, yeah.
One of us is the parent in this situation.
I know, but I've held them longer than that, too. So it's fine. As a parent, you're always teaching lessons.
Yes. And you've been taught a lesson now.
You have been.
You know.
Finally, you learned.
I'm going to be grateful.
My mom's in the right.
23 years in the making. You finally learned your lesson. So that's good. And Monica was asleep at like 7 p.m. on her anniversary.
Well, we went out to dinner and we ate. We had actually had a good anniversary. But we wanted to hang out later. But Friday night, we were like, okay, we're stuffed full of steak.
Yep.
Let's take a little nap. Which means we wake up and it's 1:30. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay, 1:30 a.m.
Congratulations, Monica. You
we
are
missed
now
everything.
Elderly. That's what it is.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Not sorry.
Nope.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Mm-mm. So it has to happen sometimes.
It happens.
You have to do things that require a hashtag like this. Sorry, not sorry.
Y'all are not sorry.
I'm not.
Not sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
Yes, I'm occasionally a bad parent. 60%.
And you're
of the
sorry
time.
Not sorry about it.
Mm-mm. Antoine's a bad friend, and he's not sorry
bad
about it
friend.
Either.
Occasionally, every once in a while.
Uh-oh.
And ours are both rain-related.
Yes.
Now, my son, he plays baseball this time of year, and I also help coach the team.
Yep.
Which, in a lot of ways, is rewarding. And my father did it when I was a kid, and I always appreciated it. So I do it for my son, who doesn't appreciate it nearly as much.
Maybe one day.
Well, he listens to everybody else. When I'm dead, he'll remember. but this time of year, there's a lot going on. Mm. And the way the schedule is shaking out, we had a lot of baseball games lately.
Yes.
And it was last Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Thursday, Saturday.
A lot,
That is a lot. And we get out to his game on Saturday, and we get rained on. So stupid thing gets rained out halfway through. So as a result of that, we were supposed to have an off day today. Finally. Off day. Antoine, the other team wanted to have a scrimmage today. Fine,
really?
Whatever,
really?
Whatever.
It's back on.
Oh, it's back on. But has now been canceled because of the wet weather over the weekend has ruined the field.
Uh-oh.
And I am very excited that it has been canceled. I am not sorry. I don't want to do anything tonight.
Okay. I don't blame you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't blame you.
I understand.
That's right, bad friend.
So,
tell me about it.
Here's the thing, okay? 60% of things I agree to, I typically don't want to do in the first place.
All okay. right. Now, so, you know what? I think a lot of people can relate to that. I've seen Monica do that over the years. And I'm not. It's true. I'm
we
not.
Plan a lot of things.
All right. I'm not immune to this either. Uh-huh. But I often see Monica agree to things. And having been around you long enough, I know you. And I know when you're saying, I don't really want to do this, but I'm going to, sure.
In the moment.
I'm going to maybe try to come.
See, I feel like in the moment, I'm all amped up, but then when the day approaches, when you're like, I kind of want to leave
realize,
that.
You realize,
that's what it is.
You realize how inconvenient the actual activity
right.
is.
How inconvenient these stupid friends of yours are.
That's what it is. In the moment's hype.
Curse you, friends and loved ones.
I have a super close friend who just came in town with his wife, and we were planning with other friends to meet up for lunch. Mm-hmm. I live in Roanoke. We were going to meet up for lunch in Radford, right?
And so that's an hour drive. And so we got off the phone. We're going to meet at 12. I got off the phone with them like 10:40. I'm like, all right, we're meeting at such and such place. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there. And then the heavens opened up at 10:45. It started pouring.
Yeah.
Like a downpour Saturday morning. I called him back at 10:46 and said, hey, it's not safe to drive that far. And on the highway with the tractor trailers and stuff, it's not that safe. We're going to get together.
If he knew, they were giving away free bottles of champagne, he'd be like, all right, we got to do this.
We're going to make it happen.
Get my rain boots on. We're going to make this happen.
Me and Noah in the Ark. We would have did an Ark all the way around. No, but I just canceled because of the rain.
Yep, bad friend. Though at the same time, I would say if I had friends in Radford, I just wouldn't even be friends with them anymore. Yeah, I have some friends that moved to Lynchburg. I miss them.
Yeah.
You missed them.
Yeah, that's it.
I miss you.
Oh, we're done.
It's 45 minutes. You can go visit them.
It's not far, but it's like, but there is like, everyone's so busy nowadays with everything in life that it just takes
time. All right, you know what? Let's all just be honest with each other for a minute. And yeah, we're all part of the same community here in Virginia's Blue Ridge. You got the NRV and you got Roanoke and you got Lynchburg. But if you're driving from Lynchburg to Roanoke, I want to give you a fun little science fact, okay? If you drive 60 miles straight up in the air, you are officially in outer space.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same distance. So you're actually being asked to drive to outer space to go see these people. They have moved to outer space.
Outer space and back. Because you don't think about that. That's a whole trip.
I got to deal with re-entry and everything. Absolutely not. You have moved to outer space. I can't see you anymore.
And we all do it to one another.
Oh, yeah.
We all do it. No, I mean, no one's just innocent. Like, oh, no, I would never. No, we all do it.
And everybody. I expect you to, at that point, too. I live here on Earth. Uh-huh. You've moved to outer space. Bye. It's great. Let me know how your new alien friends work out. Sorry, not sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got your Game of Thrones version of Old Town Road here in a second in viral audio. Text 52353 to sorry, not sorry. This person totally went around an entire line of cars at the McDonald's drive-thru in Vinton to get to the second line. Sorry, not sorry.
I know. You don't be sorry about that.
Well, if no one else is taking the second line,
apologize.
I've done that before.
This person admits like Antoine, I love being invited places. I hate going to those places.
It's
love
true. The invite. But then get offended when I don't get invited.
Oh, and Kay in Christiansburg. I mean, she says sorry, not sorry, but she is the problem.
What?
She is. And you always wonder, you're like, who is that person in the left-hand lane that won't get out of the way? It's Kay. Kay says, if I'm speeding 7 to 12 miles over the speed limit and you're still on my bumper, I'm slowing down to the speed limit or lower. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, no, Kay. You got to get over.
Kay, move over.
You got to move over.
It is not up to you to decide how fast I want to drive. Okay, that is up to me. I don't care what speed you're going. I would like to go slightly faster than you.
Yeah.
Please move.
Please.
It's part of the problem, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. No, it isn't. It's K. Oh, God. Mom, I did it.
All the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thing.
I blame Monica for that. I don't know why. Here we go. Game of Thrones. There's only one episode left.
I know.
One episode.
You didn't see it last night.
One. Not yet. Shh. Be quiet.
I, Daenerys of House Targaryen.
Here we go.
First of my name. Breaker of chains and mother of dragons. Sentence you to die. The car.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my dragon to the Iron Throne. I'm gonna torch it till it ain't no more. I'm gonna take my dragon to the Iron Throne. I'm gonna torch it till it ain't no more.
The Unsullied's got my back. Dothraki on attack. Jon Snow is wearing black. Damn right I've been hitting that. Riding on a dragon, ha. Damn right I'm Targaryen. Wouldn't listen, Cersei, so I set fire to King's Landing now. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell Dany nothing. Can't nobody tell her nothing. You can't tell Dany nothing. Ride or die with Drogon. Dracarys is my slogan. Lost two of my babies to get this here promotion. Dragon riding cutie. Cross this fair-haired beauty. And I will barbecue thee. Yes, you've seen my boobies. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
I went back and checked.
You can't tell Dany nothing. Can't nobody tell her nothing. You can't tell Dany nothing.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my dragon to the Iron Throne. I'm gonna torch it till it ain't no more. I'm gonna take my dragon to the Iron Throne. I'm gonna torch it till it ain't no more.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.